I want to introduce our Commissioner of Higher Education. I think she has a check to present me. These occasions are always wonderful, but we already have the money. But she's going to give me the check anyway. She, as I said, served higher education in many different capacities, and certainly as a commissioner now has a role that is statewide and affects both private and public higher education. But before this, she was a system head, and before that, she was the head of an individual campus, Southeastern, and before that was in the governor's office in education. So she's seen it from all perspectives, and we're just very blessed and fortunate as a state to have Dr. Clausen as our Commissioner of Higher Education.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
It is an honor, and yes, I do offer my apologies that it is my first visit, and at the same time make the commitment it won't be my last. Thank you all very much for having all of us together. This is the very best that higher education has to offer its future, its students, and that is the people. Ed, I just saw you a few days ago where you and your family were also being honored because you were giving to LSU Shreveport as well. The point of all of this is that those of you who are donating resources are donating actually more than your resources. You're donating yourselves. You're giving of yourselves. And it was, I believe, Henry David Thoreau who said, you know, we make a living by what we earn, but we really change a life by what we give and what we share. And that's what is important to this university. This is one of the best slices of America there is, where community comes together with people who are in the trenches. And yes, your president is one of the best known in the country and one of the most respected leaders in the country. I have both personal and professional reasons for making that statement. As he brings you to the table to offer gifts for the future, you're doing so because you have confidence in his leadership. You're doing so because you have confidence in what centenary means to the state and to the country. You're doing so because you care. And that caring is contagious. And that's what we hope to set as examples for our students who leave Centenary with that heartfelt experience, that grounding of education, that ability to earn a better living and a better life, and the ability to know the joy in sharing and in giving back. I want to thank you and this ceremonial moment where we pass off a picture of the global moment of this year, of the money that you're helping to generate, is really an opportunity to say thank you. It's an opportunity for the board members to say thank you. It's an opportunity for us to thank our legislative delegation in 1986 when they decided that the oil money from the shores of Louisiana would be put in trust if the people approved it, so that the interest, at least part of the interest, would be reinvested back into the corpus. And the other part of that interest would come back to the people who are educating our future. And that's the result of why we're here today. We're celebrating the wisdom of that saving and that investment in education as we try to make the connections between education and our future, between education and economic development, between education and civility, between education and social justice, and our very democracy, between education and our survival. And I thank you for having an opportunity to be a part of it on behalf of the Board of Regents. I celebrate with you, and I cherish for you what you will be doing for students of the future, some of whom you will never meet, but you will have changed their lives and perhaps turned them into the very givers that you are today. Thank you very much.